When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we're back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Thursday, or no, Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday, I should know better. But good first, you know, hour and a half diving into the UNLV situation again. We want to thank Everett Gray coming on, shedding some light on as much as he could on the ins and outs of what's really going on down there. And obviously, to put a pin in it, I think really the faster that, you know, I guess the schools and the players and the representatives of the players and the schools, collectives, et cetera, can get contracts signed, it kind of eliminates this already numerous situations of black eye on college football, because college football is good, great sports. The lifeline of a, you know, majority of America's weeks and obviously on the weekends. But when you have the TV contracts and everything abolishing, you know, conferences and all this other stuff on top of with all the money that's been thrown around for the TV contracts going to the universities, it sucks that you talk about something like this when you're dealing with, again, still young adults that are professionals. So they need to be held accountable like adults. But then also if you're supposed to be compensated or understand that there is no more negotiation once the season starts, you don't get to just say, you know what, I'm going to throw my hands up and, you know, take my ball and go home. So, anyways, we're on to, you know, a little bit, you know, the coordinators talked yesterday, players talked yesterday. You know, the most interesting thing, I think I was last night and it was listening to it was, and then obviously we'll move on to Purdue, because I think the big thing about Purdue is it's a lot of the same stuff that a couple years ago when Mickey was the head coach, that they killed us on in the run game. And they got two good running backs, or potentially two good running backs, so capable quarterback. Was, you know, Isaac Gifford was saying that, you know, we got, you know, punched and we didn't respond well. You know, I keep saying I think the most important job in this day and age, I was just thinking about this day and age of a defense, obviously corners and pass rush, everybody's like that, but the most important job, because it all goes into one, is whoever is setting the edge. Whoever is setting the edge, and you saw it has the most important job in the run game and the pass game, in a lot of ways, the identity of your team. And there's a lot of people that set the edges. It has the most important job. Because if I am, and if you want an example, the Patriots defense is all pretty much since Bill Bell, go back to the Giants with Lawrence Taylor and all that. The reason why they were so good against the run, number one, they had great players, Vince Wilfork and all that. But Mike Vrabel and Willie McGinnis and Roosevelt Colvin and whoever played for them knew the importance of setting the edge. So it allowed Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson, Gerard Mayo when he played, everybody, Rodney Harrison, and all those guys tackle impeccably, because it's not just setting the edge. And this is stats prior. I remember talking to a couple of players, and they were like, oh, I graded out this part. I set the edge. Well, if you set the edge and the edge is constantly moving wider, you're not setting the edge.
That just means you're outside.
That means you're hanging out outside. Hey, I'm outside. Setting the edge, for people that are listening, is setting the edge, and the best ones that set the edge condense the edge. You know what I'm, you make a new edge.
We would always tell them compress the edge because I want
compress or whatever.
Yeah. We want shorter air in that vacuum. Right. And if you control it, now there's some things that have to happen defensively in order for that to be consistent.
Sure.
And sometimes it's a matter of talent. So speed versus quickness, right? Speed versus leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about Purdue, you're talking about them running with players who may challenge Nebraska on the edge.
They have challenged Nebraska.
Right? And the importance of having disciplined players, disciplined black shirt play this Sunday. It is vital. And the things and what they run and trying to be more athletic than Nebraska. Nebraska often wants to get – I still want to know, are they the most physical team on the field Saturday? Like, I could, because that's the edge setting, as much as quickness, is strength. Can you hold water at the most critical point on the football field?
Yeah, a lot of ways it is.
Right? It's not
strength goes into it, but it's also leverage. Leverage is more important, is the most important. Now, let's just play the game. Everybody per position is, let's just say you're at average, or let's just say above slightly average strength-wise, or else you probably wouldn't be out there, right? So now it comes down to fundamentals, technique, want to, what I call leverage. Leverage is obviously you are way stronger if you're Coach Sam used to call it leverage, your pad level. You have to have excellent pad level, and you also have to have a plan. You can't just play and just be out there participating. You have to play. You have to do your job and then be an excellent football player. And sometimes you're going to have to continue to do your job, be an excellent football player, and there might be four times that you don't get to make the play. But the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth time, you do get to make the play by all doing the same thing. That's where you hear coaches talk about being consistent, efficient, and also have a team aspect in the defense. Now, when you talk about Devin Mockabee, right?
Yep.
Listen, when they went up there a couple years ago, he put in work.
Road grader.
And he has a great story, right? Nobody looked at him. He kind of got like just a throw-in walk-on. Obviously, he earned his scholarship. But then also, they as their backup, and he's a junior, backup is Reggie Love. Reggie Love, last year, was the number one quarterback or running back at Illinois. So you have to. And Hudson Carr can throw it. Now, they had some offensive line troubles, even though we were up close and personal with Gus Hardwick at the Big Ten media days. So you have to be excellent. And what they try to do is they try to get you confused with the inside-outside zone. So for everybody's listening for inside-outside zone, if you can imagine, inside zone is in between, let's just say, the tackle to tackle. Outside zone would be probably from the outside butt cheek of the guard, possibly outside the tight end or the next person in. The best way to look at it is this. One of the best inside-outside zone running teams I ever played against, and that's including the Colts, and Edgerrin is besides Marshall Faulk, I say Edgerrin is the best back I played against, and I played against Emmett and all them. But the best inside-outside running team and running back that I ever played against and seen do it and be consistent with it, obviously besides Edgerrin James, but along with them, is Eddie George and the Tennessee Titans.
I was already there.
And I'm going to tell you this. It took me, and I got to give a shout out to I was lucky, fortunate enough. Sam Cowart was kind of my mentor. He was like, he's always make fun of me and stuff, but he was always, he's from Florida State. So he kind of, he got the tough love or what, but he taught me so much on how to play at that level because he came from Florida State and we kind of played the same and he kind of, saw it. So he taught me how to get a tip on inside-outside zone with Tennessee. And it wasn't – so we played our first 3 years together. He goes to the Jets. So we're playing Tennessee, and he had played majority of the time against Eddie George. And so what happened was is when Eddie George went wide, that means he would attack outside of what normal inside zone guys would. He would attack the tackle. Like that would be his landmark to the offensive tackle. That meant majority of the time it's inside zone because they want to get you going wide and then hit you downhill with the power. And he would run behind his pads and he was quick and they had great offensive linemen as well, because they had Brad Hopkins, Matthews, Benji Olsen, Zach Piller, and then they had another the dude that ended up John Runyon. You know, they had a serious dudes, right? So the big thing is whether you can see the number or whatever the logo is. I don't know what Purdue's is. If you can see the numbers on his side, it's most likely outside run, outside zone. Because if you can see his numbers going this way, that means that's his target line. And then also you have to look at his initial step. If his initial step is wide, he's going inside. It's like opposite day, because he wants to be initially getting you wide, because generally you mirror the running back, then it's coming down. When it's a short step, or not short, or more of a 45 degree, he's going to attack inside and bounce it on you.
I like the idea for Nebraska, that film study this week should be the most interesting week.
Well, those are the tips you got to get. But right? I was just talking about Eddie George. Well,
we can see big backs, big Purdue backs running in that style and them attacking offensively the same way Tennessee would. Listen, McAbee was a problem.
A couple years ago, he was.
Problem.
Yeah, he was a little banged up last year. His running style also, and I will say the reason why, first of all, he wears 45. Okay. That just throws you off anyways. Because there ain't a lot of running backs that wear 45. Yeah. That's, you know, but anyways.
But it'd be different if it was 44.
44, then you got some problems. Not just playing. But the thing is, with this is why you always have to be really dive into who your opponent, who you're going to be going against majority of the time. His build is hard, and you know, you to deal with. You know, he's a taller, but he's evenly built from waist up and waist down, right? So that means and he's also faster. He kind of runs like the Roger Craig high knees. He runs behind his pads. He runs and tries to set the tone. Now, how do you deal with that as a defender? That means, like, say like I'm the outside linebacker, like I guess MJ Sherman, and say I'm potentially the person that's going to set the edge. Well, then you need either Jamari or Ty to really set the edge. And it might not be what you're thinking. They need to burp this lineman at the point of attack, or linemen's, not get scoop blocked, see the ball, and make him, whatever run play there is, make them actually pitter-pat their feet and then have to do the opposite of where the running play is supposed to go. So if it's supposed to be an outside zone, you want to punch a hole in it, make them pitter-patter, and make them have to cut up into your backside flow defense and vice versa. And so playing with excellent hands and excellent eyes is more imperative, or is as imperative than any other week when you're playing against these dudes. Because when you play against a team that's been struggling, you, and especially on the road, you got to punch these dudes right from the get-go. You should come out there with a point to prove. Number one, last week is a joke, was a fluke, and take it personally, and then they got to pay for it.
Is there any risk of Purdue and their backs doing what Iowa did to Nebraska essentially for like 7 years straight, where they'll run it one way, but the running back's kind of reading that backside defensive end, right? Set up that one-on-one and say, hey, if he crashes down, I can cut back. If he stays in position, I'm going to follow the block.
It is, but with Tony White's defense and the way they play.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less cards going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not as open, and they don't have Iowa's offensive line. You got to think Iowa's offensive line was winning the Moore Award. It was either them or Michigan, right? Oregon won when they had the big center Jackson that was at, we met at the Remington Award. But that's why it's so important. I said playing with hands and eyes and staying on your feet is imperative. It's so important. Because a running back, DP will tell you, he used to be a running back. He'll tell you, you're reading two things, play side, backside. Every run play is like that. Every run play is like that. You have aiming points, and then you're possibly reading the backside. Because my aiming point could be right at that helmet right there. But if the backside guy goes the wrong way and say he loops out to the right, and I've seen this happen, and then the linebacker doesn't replace, and you got two guys outside of the guard, well, I'm going to tell you, every running back coach in the nation is saying, listen, you better stick your foot in the ground and hit backside. Because you had one guy block two, which is two defenders, or one defender block two defenders. So now you have the numbers backside. So, it's imperative. It's not a hard job to do. But, I'm going to be really, really looking at how they, come out of the gates. And attack these dudes and try to hit the quarterback as well.
More physical from Nebraska defensively or cerebral? Like good eyes, good Ooh, eyes, good feet.
You know, that's a great question. Yeah. I think the physicality or people not thinking that they were physical is just based on some mishaps in assignments. I don't think Nebraska got like I call it Peter Road. I don't think they got like just bum rushed. I think they put themselves in situations to kind of look soft. And I've been in those situations where it's like nine guys are doing it. One guy is a little bit off. That leads another guy to be off. Well, then they turn the corner like that. I think right now you have to expect they're going to try to test you running, right? Just based on the second, just go off the second half. And then they're going to try to hit you with some of the concepts. It doesn't matter if it's in the field, whether it's in the green zone or the gold zone or gold zone, the green zone, whatever, parts of the field, they are going to try to test some of the concepts that Illinois was successful with. Was it the double move on the first one? Have you fixed your communication, right? The explosive plays on the first touchdown. And if they get close to the end zone or get close to the red zone or close to the goal line, you got to expect flat seven cut or some sort of motion, quick pick route. They would be dumb. They would be DP will tell you he's called plays. If you're calling plays in Virginia and you just saw Jay Foreman High School get beat on whatever it is, even though you have your offense, say what it is, you would put something from his offense that replicates
in the play.
You probably got something close already, but what did they do? What's that for us?
I want to ask you this, DP. So say like let's dive into the DP as a coordinator. So say like you have your offense, and say you're playing me next and a coordinator or whatever, and say that we struggled with something, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever the concept is, and say it in your offense now, this concept is down the list. Just say six or seven. It's in there.
It's not our strength, but it's there.
It's there. You move that up for this week?
I'm looking at why you're not good at that. Uh-huh. So is there a weak link that I can attack? Not so much like the group reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that backside linebacker, he's a step slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put my cutback. I'll get my spread in. I'll get my stretch in so I can get one-on-one with him. Calling whatever plays that we do from whatever formations.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is schematic. Sometimes it really is. I just need to get some of those horses into open space.
Sure.
Like I need to get their, make their big guys chase.
Yeah.
Make their little guys be strong.
Yeah.
That's how I would attack it. I would look at their individual personnel. The scheme's okay. The lineup may be affected by, like, I can run what we run well. If I run bubble screen well, okay, I need to stretch out. I need doubles on both. I need twins on both sides so I can make one of these linebackers feel really uncomfortable.
Right. I want to ask you this also is, can sometimes, you know, as a, like when you see things that say like me as a coordinator or like a my defense struggle with, you know, how important is it to make sure you just don't scrap what you're good at?
Be who you are. If you've done 6 months of intel install based on, hey, you know what, our best play is stretch. Stretch to the right side because my best offensive blocker on that side tends to make that block. He can make that block the most often.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. And unless Reggie White's over on the other side,
I'm going to keep running.
Until their dude figures out, hey, I need to throw people out of the club. And is he willing to do that over four quarters? Because there are guys that are playmakers that just don't want to get leaned on for four quarters. Yeah,
they like it early because everybody's motivated. I would say the difference between, you know, really being good is motivation and discipline. Everybody's motivated at the beginning of the game.
Yep.
The game just started.
Yep.
The discipline starts to come in about the middle of the second quarter, which leads you to the end of the game. Back to offense, and I'm trying to dive into your mind as the offensive coordinator, is when you see some let's just say you know with the Ravens, there's a couple times they got lit up last year and just in previous, even when Ray Lewis was there. How is a coordinator, right, when you say, okay, you know, they're on a couple week stretch and got lit up, how is a coordinator, do you approach that? Do you deal with in real time, or do you deal with them or think your plan with them over the last year? You get what I'm saying? So you, every offense like or defense that I've been on, if you played 16 games, you're gonna have two at least that you we've got lit up.
It's a bad matchup,
right?
It's a bad matchup.
Right.
I work from this that. One, I only attack half the field. As a matter of fact, I'm only going to attack third of the field. And I just need to outnumber and out-execute those people on that half the field. I can't ask 11 offensive players to be better every play.
Right.
What I can do is figure out how to get six players on their five.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get six on their five, and if it's still 6-on-6, I just need to be 2-on-1 at the point of attack.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
All the time. If I'm in a passing situation, then guess what? I'm going to make you cover it. I'm going to throw to the thing that you cannot cover. If I think you're going to be in man, I'm going to run man routes that put your worst defender in under duress against my best player. If I got to send him in motion to get a nickel back on him and then get him in an option route, I'll take my chances with that. Can I get a throw? Can I get a big tight end that takes? I attack specifically. There are people who they call what they like to call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah.
I'm a numbers guy wherever I can find the win, right? And sometimes the win is, quite frankly, Jay is going to lean on Austin Norman for four quarters. And I don't care what happens in the first, right? In the first three quarters.
Right.
I know in the fourth quarter, I'm just going to run behind Jay. Austin ain't built for that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attack point. Right. And then, if I really want to, hey, then I'm gonna run directly behind Jay.
Yeah,
Austin, you in a world of trouble.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's always you know, and that's what we talked about, the mindset of coordinators and how you attack it, especially, you know, with a team that has their back against the wall, and Coach Walters, and his squad, obviously still reeling in some ways off of that 66-0 shellacking against Notre Dame.
There's a lot in
it. And it was a late good showing against Oregon State. Oregon State was up big, big, big. Mm-hmm. Now you come back home playing against a team that ideally Nebraska is a little bit peed off. You know, either teed off. You know, they should be upset. Now you got to figure out a way to rally the troops and then also coach within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I mean?
Well, the Huskers have to decide whether it's a 50-50 ball run pass for them. Somehow that seems to be the number that falls into play.
You mean for
run pass
for Purdue
against Purdue?
You mean Nebraska?
Yeah,
offensively.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But what I need to do when I look at Purdue's film, there are three players that are overmatched. If Nebraska's willing to just commit to the run, it'll open up the pass.
Yeah.
If they're going to come out and sling it, you're going to give Purdue a chance to stay tight, to stay close. Because if you score, you're going to score big early.
Yeah.
And then you got to go to your run game. And they know you're going to run.
Yeah.
If you go to the run game first, you're going to take the legs away. You're going to take the eyes away. You're going to change
the
fun vision
out of the game too.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to also, I think the mindset has to change before we put a bow on. This has been a great show today. So you got plenty to go back on the podcast and listen to it, obviously with Everett, but then also the whole show about the UNLV situation. You know, I think the mindset is you have to have two mindsets when you're a player, but in this situation particularly. Number one, you can't say we got haters and people that you got to think about this. We have to, and I have to prove myself and our team right. Because only you and the rest of your teammates and the coaches know how much work you put in. So we should know how good we are, how good we should have been last week, and how good we're going to be from here. So we're going to go prove ourselves right. Forget proving people wrong, right? That's an easy thing. That lasts for a little while, right? Because if you want to prove yourself right, you're gonna have to be disciplined in it.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to do it more than 1 week. It ain't just about Purdue. It's 8 more weeks. Then number two, you have to take this type of mentality of we are gonna do whatever and anything to win this game. That means I gotta sacrifice something. And it has to be a totally different mindset from here on out.
Yeah. What are you going to take away and what are you going to attack?
Right. And it has to be like I like to say, tangible.
And I'm going to win at that. Like, yeah. I have to know I'm going to win at this.
It has to be tangible. Yeah. How is it tangible before we go to break? It's tangible because your parents and people to hang out with you. Oh, DP is a little different.
27 points.
Well, yeah, whatever. Well, I'm saying
27 points.
Just saying on you, though, how you act as an individual, you got to be different. Yeah. And it's got to be tangible. It's got to be noticeable. Yep. Great show. Appreciate Everett as always. Boy, he stays tight, though. I give it to Everett, though, man.
He is going down a full Vegas and now.
That's what I'm talking
about. He knows I need to protect myself.
I hear you, though.
Hey, man. Need to be able to start my car in the morning.
Right? Greg Anthony. Greg Anthony got a big boost into his t-shirt business back then.
Yes,
I didn't get to ask him about that. Anyways, James Foreman, DP Austin. I ain't going to let it go. Austin Norman, old school, we'll holler at you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.